Kepler-K2 Campaign 9, 2. First space-based discovery of an exoplanet using microlensing, by D. Specht et al. We report on the discovery of a bound exoplanetary microlensing event from a blind search of data gathered from Campaign 9 of the Kepler-K2 mission, K2C9. K2-2016-B-L-G-0005 is a densely sampled, binary caustic crossing microlensing event with caustic entry and exit points that are resolved in the K2C9 data, enabling the lens source relative proper motion to be measured. We have fitted a binary microlens model to the K2 dataset, and to simultaneous observations from the Optical Gravitational Lensing Experiment, OGLE IV, Canada-France-Hawaii Telescope, CFHT, microlensing observations in astrophysics, MOA 2, the Korean Microlensing Telescope Network, KMT-NET, and the United Kingdom Infrared Telescope, UKIRT. Whilst the ground-based data only sparsely sample the binary caustic, they provide a clear detection of parallax that allows us to break completely the microlensing mass position velocity degeneracy and measure the planet's mass directly. We find a host mass of 0.58 plus or minus 0.03 mSun and a planetary mass of 1.1 plus or minus 0.1 megajoules. The system lies at a distance of 5.2 plus or minus 0.2 kpc from Earth towards the galactic bulge. The projected physical separation of the planet from its host is found to be 4.2 plus or minus 0.30, which, for circular orbits, corresponds to equals 4.4 carat plus 1.9 to 0.40 and period P equals 13 carat plus 9 to 2 year, making K2-2016-B-L-G-0005 a close Jupiter analog. Though previous exoplanet microlensing events have included space-based data, this event is the first bound microlensing exoplanet to be discovered from space-based data. Even through a space telescope not designed for microlensing studies, this result highlights the advantages for exoplanet microlensing discovery that come from continuous, high-cadence temporal sampling that is possible from space. Abridged. Dot. This was Kepler-K2 Campaign 9, 2. First space-based discovery of an exoplanet using microlensing, by D. Specht et al.